Good day, everyone. My name is Sifu Cindy Cicero, and I'm the Director of Operations at the School of Chi Energy Heals. And today we're going to do a teleconference on what is bioenergy and biophotons. And my trip to the Rhine Center in Durham, North Carolina, is going to be talked about in a science background along with energy work. And today I have with me Sifu Rob Jones and Sifu Don Brown. And hello, gentlemen.
How's it going? Today we're going to go over bioenergy and biophotons because that's really what we are teaching students to build up this type of energy so that it's a lot stronger in their own body in our school. And by doing that, you can learn to improve your overall health and actually learn a whole bunch of pretty cool type of techniques. Don, introduce yourself.
Don Brown, and I'm here to maybe shed a little bit of light about the very nature of not just biophotons, but how they play in the electromagnetic spectrum and what they really mean, especially with photons in the nature of the basic building blocks of the universe.
Exactly. And what we're talking about here is we had Sifu Cicero go to the Rhine Institute, which has machines that do measure bioenergy, and that's what we wanted to show students, this credible way of that they're using now to measure the energy that our own bodies put off. And you know, that's the amazing thing about, you know, being in today's world is, like, years before, we had nothing like this with technology. We didn't really know how things like this worked. We didn't know that there were even things called biophotons. So, you know, it's really cool how much that science has improved. It's, you know, we got machines now that measure everything. And, you know, now they're measuring our actual energy off the body, and they're calling it bioenergy, and it breaks down into these biophotons. And tell the students a little bit about what biophotons really are.
Biophoton is basically a photon, a packet of light energy that the body actually produces. We usually think of photons coming from the sun. We think of photons and light coming from different objects like stars, and maybe when we turn on the light, it's something that's external to the human body. But German scientist Fritz Albert Popp discovered that the human body emits light even at a cellular level. Cells actually use light to communicate in and of themselves, and throughout the body they send information and signals through photons. And generally speaking, most photons and the biophotons from the body are considered to be not as high energy as a traditional photon, but through research and things like Sifu Cicero's experience at the Rhine Institute, it shows that the biophoton can gain energy and actually go into greater levels in the electromagnetic spectrum, even reaching up to ultraviolet rays.
And they're not quite sure how far that actually would reach. I mean, what we're teaching the students is to get already into the ultraviolet range and show that part right there that, you know, that is indeed what was happening there. Is when she would register on the machine that what she was putting off was a significant amount of biophotons. And, you know, the thing about biophotons, it's hard to understand how that is bioenergy, but it's basically the usable part of bioenergy. You know, energy is made up of atoms, per se, and electrons, neutrons, protons, the nucleus and stuff. And the part that the biophoton plays in this is it's the usable part of that atom, or the part where the major information like memories like that would be stored. Or, you know, as we use biophotons, we kind of get this bounce back effect that we put out biophotons, both biophotons come back at us. And it's a way of communicating that is kind of on this subconscious way.
You know, there's a lot of different things you can do with biophotons. One of the things that I saw that they're beginning to not just speculate, but go into and actually confirm that all living creatures kick off biophotons on some level, and they're starting to think that, hey, maybe this is how migratory birds know to hold a pattern together, and this is how schools of fish communicate, and actually on that cellular level, a borderline unconscious just know to form that school, and everybody stays in their lane, stays in their place, and keeps that shape, and it's conducive to migratory birds flying because it actually makes it easier for the birds to fly. It creates less drag and more lift and things of that nature, and same with fish when they're in schools and they're swimming. It keeps them safer from predators, and at the same time, reduces the effort that each single fish would have to use in order to swim. And so there's so many different ways of using bioenergy that, and biophotons were just at the beginning, the tip of the iceberg, of really becoming aware of our own potential. And the fact that we are made out of light is mind-blowing in and of itself.
It really is. And now we know that even one biophoton will contain all your genetic information, and that each one can carry more than 4 megabytes of information. And it's funny how your DNA even weighs in there at this point, because like your DNA will vibrate, you know, at the same frequencies as what we use as mass communication cell phones and different things like that. It's funny that you know, we don't think, you know, because DNA is so small and everything, you wouldn't think of something like that would be in some kind of vibration state. But that's really what we have found out, that everything vibrates. You know, everything is in motion that you can see or look around. Even though in our minds, when we look around, we don't see the ground moving or anything, but it's certainly moving. We know that everything is in motion. And so if you understand that, how emotion really works, and what we're getting to, that there is a significance to light and to the light that we can put off our body, you can use this information in a lot of ways. And what we're finding out now is that the light-filled waves that we put out around us basically hold our long-term memories. You know, they thought for the longest time that your memories that you have through life are stored up in the brain. And now really what they're finding out is because of these biophotons being able to hold, you know, so much information, that this information is caught up in these filled waves around us, and they really do contain our long-term memories.
And something else that I found interesting in my research is that they're likening now our nervous system less of the speaker wires and more to that of fiber optics, simply because they're realizing that these biophotons are going through our body and are actually transmitted along our nervous fibers as well.
Yeah, and they actually are broadcasting and receiving back information all the time that really is affecting every part of our lives. And, you know, we really didn't realize it was on such a minute level like this, but, you know, the more that science is really studying how these photons work, they're kind of blown away that it works in the way it works. I mean, the way that science is changing is, you know, really amazing, isn't it?
Very true. Very true.
Things like, you know, every cell in your body has 100,000 chemical reactions happen in it per second. You know, and something just as small as just a single cell to have that many, you know, chemical reactions per second. So you're in a constant state of this motion, and there's this constant movement. And now that we know that we're putting out actual, you know, biophotons or this measurable light, you know, in the experiment, you know, if you watch the video, it'll explain, you know, how photons are picked up on this sheet, and that's how they know that, you know, one person is putting off this amount or another person is putting out another amount. What we're showing students how to do is how to build up their internal systems so that they're building up the nerve fibers of their body, or these fiber optics, like you say. And by doing that, by making that whole process stronger, we're showing this cause and effect of being able to emit more biophotons, and that's what, you know, Cindy showed as a result of taking and doing that test, and to be able to control it. And that's the other main thing that we really wanted to get across to students is not only are we going to show them that it's a viable thing that we're putting off bioenergy and that it's picked up as biophotons, you know, in the way that, you know, they're using machines now, so that there is this actual checking that you can see that, okay, what I'm doing with this exercise is leading to these results. And that's the amazing thing. You know, before this, we really didn't have the type of machines that could measure whether you were doing something in a, if there was a, you know, significance coming out of a particular exercise. And now we know that our nerve fiber building exercises are indeed doing that, you know, and that's the kind of cool thing, isn't it?
About workouts and this method, making and being able to control and being more sensitive to our bioenergy and our biophotons. The research done by Professor Pop shows that biophotons are actually critical in keeping the body healed. Biophotons and light treatments show that they can actually heal different ailments like cancers and skin disorders and even internal challenges going on in the organs. Specific wavelengths of light can actually heal the body. And if we're already in a state of building our energy in such a way that we are running a conducive pattern and emitting a frequency of health and wellness, we will maintain a healthy body.
Sifu Jones and Sifu Brown, I noticed that, you know, when I came out of the experiment, that the director had said that the amount of bioenergy that I first began with was pretty significant, you know, on this chart, and that it actually affected his energy field. So in the school, we are building up these nerve fibers to that great degree. Our field of influence is much greater than other energy systems that I had done in the past.
Yeah, and what you mean there is like the typical person that they were measuring that would come in there had a baseline of 4 to like 12 photons coming out of them if they just sat there and had the gate open of, you know, that measures on the machine. And where you just stepped in there, your baseline was between 20 and 50 photons right off the bat. So that showed that you were indeed putting off a lot more energy than the typical person put in that box. And then you also showed it that you could do it on command, or you could hold the significance of putting out a whole bunch of projection of biophotons that were significantly higher than, you know, even baseline. So, yeah, there's quite a bit there that the student can pick up just simply watching the experiment go down, and they were, you know, somewhat blown away that it worked as well as it did, because they just haven't seen that in other people, and they've been measuring, you know, people for quite a while. And so, you know, it turned out that you were the fifth person that they came across. And what we want to tell them is most of our students would probably come off much, you know, better than the norm out there too, because they're constantly building up their internal system or their electrical field waves. And when you do that, you're going to automatically be putting off more biophotons. And biophotons are things that you can use to build up and manipulate in all these different ways. That's what we teach the students, to use them to benefit themselves, not only in healing ways, because, you know, we are Qi Energy Heals, and we're certainly going to show the student how this type of energy can work to heal. And that's what we're really trying to come across here, is show the significance that, you know, when people see bioenergy or biophotons, you know, it just raises a blank for them mostly, because they don't really know how to plug that information in. And that's what we're going to do in the school, is teach them how that information really does affect them and everybody around them. And, you know, what is somewhat probably still confusing is they know what a biophoton is, that it has to do with light. But explain, Don, the different light spectrums of what we're really talking about when we're talking with energy. Like, what types of energy is there?
Well, within the electromagnetic spectrum, we have multiple waves. Things like radio waves, we're very familiar with that, microwaves. And it goes all the way up to gamma rays right now. The larger the wave, the lower the frequency and less energy it has. It's a fair to moderately low energy wave. It's a large wave. We can see it, and it's not terribly hot. It doesn't kick off a lot of energy. Now, once you step beyond that, you start getting into things like ultraviolet waves and X-rays, which what we see when we're going to the doctors or get a picture of fractured bones, and then something called gamma rays, which are generally considered to be very, very negative for human beings because they're so powerful. They come with so much energy, and they're really, really, really small. The typical gamma ray has been equated to be about the size of the nucleus of an atom, and we all know atoms are very, very small. Well, what was amazing about Sifu Sisera's experience at the Ryan Center was that she's kicking off energy at the ultraviolet spectrum, which is a very, very high level of energy. And it was clear that she was doing it with ease, but also with these different wavelengths comes temperature. And ultraviolet waves and the temperature, very, very hot. So you would think that somebody kicking off their biophotons to match that frequency, that wavelength, that person would maybe even combust simply because of the amount of heat that comes off of a biophoton at that frequency. However, what's really amazing and groundbreaking is that this method teaches us to keep our energy cool. So not only able to kick off a high level of energy and a significant amount of it, but even at that range where it's temperature-wise, a hot energy, you've actually cooled it down so that your body is able to maintain it in a way that's enjoyable.
Yeah, and keeps you from getting hurt, because that's really what we found out about energy, is it stays on that hot side. And for the most part, if you would really get into that ultraviolet gamma range, you're getting burnt up. And, you know, if you've, you know, studied our concept, the Chi concept, which is, you know, the form, making a good feeling, and then cooling it down, you know, you realize that straight up we're teaching the student how to keep in the safest zones while they're learning to build up large quantities of energy, because it really has to do with temperature. And when you don't involve that or get that part of your component and you're doing energy work, you're going to go through a lot of bad side effects just from the nature of how energy builds up. So there's a lot of important, you know, parts of this. You know, it wasn't just her going into and putting off energy and the, you know, what is the significance of that? And really the significance is what we're trying to show the students is when you can cool down your energy and keep putting off more and more energy, you can use it for healing techniques. You can use it for improving your own body, your own coordination skills. Your brain works better. You'll find that all aspects of your life will indeed work better as you learn concepts that we teach in this energy school.
You know, Sifu Jones, to piggyback and go back to something with the temperature, I remember long ago when I first began training with you, you warned me that, you know, I can get my energy to such a level, but if I don't control the temperature, that it could actually physically cut me like a knife. And I was like, okay. And generally when you're telling me something until I experience it, I just go with it and say it will become real for me one day in the future. Well, doing this research, I uncovered the fact that right now, hospitals are using what they call gamma knife radiosurgery to cut different cancer cells from the body. So they're using gamma rays and focusing them like a knife and using them to hit specific parts of the body, internal to the body, at specific ranges and depths to remove cancerous cells. Now, if we're not mindful of our energy and we get to that point where we're kicking off that amount of frequency, that we're reaching that frequency, if we're not controlling the temperature and being mindful of it, it's easy to see how that could actually happen, how you could cut yourself and not understand why you're hurting yourself. It's very important to pay attention to the rules and safeguards that are built into this method.
Yeah, and of course, we also teach students like those the bad side effects to energy work, where a lot of people don't understand that you really have to account for that temperature. And every time you don't account for the temperature, you allow your body to get too hot, it affects things like your immune system, things like pheromones that your body puts out that helps you to get along with people. I mean, these are all affected in weird ways as you heat up your body temperature too much. And the inside, as that energy goes up, you literally change pheromones to this repelling kind. And so there's a lot of bad things that can come from heating up energy and not learning to cool it down right if you're going to use it on a regular basis. And if you're just going to use energy and building it up in this really hot way, it will directly lead to bad side effects. And that's really what we are trying to get across in this school, is all these scientific proofs, these cause and effect relationships from doing energy work in the right way. And that's what we have done, is broken it down for the students so that they can better see with these tangible results, you know, what's going on there.
One of the things that I always like to remind students, and one of the things that I remind myself and you remind me, is that pay attention and be mindful and make sure that you keep your energy cool, because this is a very, very real phenomenon. And as you're training and directly engaging in this method, your nerve fibers, the results are exponential. To take that step from working in infrared energy and your body putting off a minimum amount of photons, biophotons, to stepping through the spectrum, the visible spectrum, and entering an ultraviolet, it happens so fast that it almost seems implausible. But once you're reaching those levels, once you hit those levels, it's almost too late to go back and cool it down. You need to be in control and be mindful of that pretty much since day one, because if not, the pain thresholds are incredibly high.
Yeah, that's a fact. You know, that's the problem with, again, building up large amounts of energy without taking in all the cause and effect relationships. Certainly, if you don't put in the heat factor and, account for it, you're going to have real problems with your energy work. And now that we have done this, where we, you know, show the students that you actually are putting out this bioenergy, or in the form of these biophotons, and we know all this extra amount of information and what a biophoton is, and you know how we can use that to plug in to improve our energy work, this is what we're going to pass on to the students. And you know, if they go through our school, this is how we can help them, you know, directly by getting them to think in the right ways and getting them to do their energy exercises in the right way, because an awful lot of people out there will teach you energy exercises, but they don't really know how it works, and we're going to show them directly how this does work. So thanks for coming on today and kind of going over this information and explaining, you know, what these Ryan mission results are, and, you know, what a biophoton is to begin with. It's just this form of light that you can learn to build up in these viable ways, and it can radically help change the students' lives.